We have completely cast aside the future for instant and immediate gratification. It's one of the dominant reasons people make terrible decisions in their life. However, though, sometimes short-term makes sense, right? Short-term pleasure, take that day off, take that break. We got to do those things. So again, you can argue both short-term's good and long-term, but you got to really think through them. And once you've thought through these, now you're in a strategic game.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Rushworth Kidder, K-I-D-D-E-R, wrote a book called How Good People Make Tough Decisions. How Good People Make Tough Decisions. It's a book I recommend to all my clients. And what I loved about this book is he and I taught it differently, but I loved how he framed it about how the hard decisions in our life are the ones where both decisions are right. You can justify both logically. Why is it when you draw that you know, line down the page and you compare and contrast, you can make the case for both angles. That's where it's hard, right? And he said that there are four dilemmas, what I call value conflicts, or I think he actually used that phrase at some points too. A value conflict is the reason a decision is hard is because these four reasons, and write this down, really powerful. Here's why your decision, it's hard. Based on everything we talked about, if you still can't get there, it's you're stuck in a value dilemma. That's what he called it, a values dilemma or a decision dilemma. The decision dilemma or the values dilemma is coming from four areas. Because see, it is right either way when you face these dilemmas. Here's the dilemmas he talked about. The first decision dilemma is individual versus community. It's a choice where you're like, it's right for me to go do this for myself, but it's also right to stay and do this for them, right? Parents going through a divorce, right? It's right for me to want to go be happy and live my life and get out of this relationship. It also feels right to stay and take care of the kids. And we create this dilemma in our head, right? Or, you know what? I want to go leave this job, but I love my coworkers. I don't want to leave them. It's right for me to be a good, you know, steward here or good leader here. And so the decisions in our life, like when you leave your home or you leave your town, it's right for me to, as an individual, to go to a new city. But it's also right to stay here and to care for my family or be around my friends. I don't want to leave them, right? That's an individual choice versus a social choice, community. Individual versus community. And sometimes that's a hard one, right? That's a really hard one. You have to recognize when your brain is there, it's like, oh, wait, which one right now deserves the prioritization? What's right for me as an individual versus what's right for the community? Next up, tough decisions. Oh, this one's the hardest one for me. Another dilemma is justice versus mercy. Justice versus mercy. To forgive a person and stay, or to get justice and burn the house down and leave. Oh my God, that's the hard one, right? Oh, this one is so difficult. To forgive is, you know, a spiritual or even a Christian ethic, you know? It's like, forgive the person, but also want them to go to jail and suffer. Whoa, okay. Both feel right. When someone has wronged you, you can make the case for, I should forgive them, but also, gosh, I hope they get run over. You know, it's like, so this is a big decision. It's really hard. Justice versus mercy.
Hey, it's Brendan. You know one question I never anticipated getting as the world's leading high performance coach? It's, Brendan, what kind of car do you drive? I never anticipated getting that, but I drive a Range Rover Sport. I love this thing. You know, when you look at the Range Rover Sport, you just know it's powerful, it's all terrain, it's the thing in sporting luxury. But what a lot of people don't know is when you get in this thing, it's got this like cockpit-like experience inside. It feels amazing to drive it. Inside, there's noise cancellation, there's cabin air purification, they have massage seats, literally. I mean, this thing is awesome. It's my favorite drive. It's got the power, the performance, the agility that someone like me who's really into high performance cares about. You can go build your own Range Rover Sport at LandRoverUSA.com. That's LandRoverUSA.com.
Third, truth versus loyalty. It's right to tell the truth, but it's also right to keep the confidence or the loyalty with another person. You know, it's like, okay, it's right to speak up for myself, but it's also right to be loyal and not hurt feelings. Ugh, these are hard, right? These are hard. Then last, short-term decision versus long-term decision. This is why I started with point number one about strategic versus impulsive, because most people make a short-term decision because of discouragement and impulse, and they forget the long-term. Our culture now has really thrown out the long-term. We've thrown out the long-term thinking in business by making it quarterly earnings reports. We've thrown out the long-term in politics by making our election cycles so fast and so vitriolic. We have thrown out long-term thinking, which is why most Americans have never saved any money. We have completely cast aside the future for instant and immediate gratification. It's one of the dominant reasons people make terrible decisions in their life. It's that short term, right? Almost every addiction is a short-term pleasure, short-term choice. Almost every negative emotional outburst was a short-term feeling being expressed. And however, though, sometimes short-term makes sense, right? Short-term pleasure, take that day off, take that break. We got to do those things. So again, you can argue both short-term's good and long-term, but you got to really think through them. And once you've thought through these, now you're in a strategic game. And I would say these are all really important. I know lots of people who didn't take a good job because they felt a loyalty to community to stay in their hometown. Matter of fact, where I grew up in Montana, I'd say most of my friends did not ever leave their town or their state because they had loyalty to community, even if their personal truth was saying, adventure, try new things, go see the world. But you and I, both those are right, right? Both those are right. That's where they call it a values conflict or a decision dilemma. I just want you to be aware of them. And I want you to read that book. Again, the book was called How Good People Make Tough Decisions by Rushworth Kidder. It's a really great way for you, if you're stuck, to know why you're stuck, right? Beyond what we've talked about so far. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just
at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so and you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. It's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.